It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning. It is Monday, and this is the morning shift. Mike, Bo, and Tiff here hanging out with you, and we are not in the studio this morning. They let us out on the road, and so we are here at Arthur Blank Stream Speak Live Golf Tournament, and we are so excited to be here. We got to be here last year for this wonderful event, and for over two decades, the Arthur Blank M Center for Stuttering Education and Research has been dedicated to changing the world for people who stutter, and so this golf tournament does benefit that. Some remarkable things that they get to do by providing care at no cost to children, teens, and adults who stutter around the globe. So the list goes on and on, but great tournament for us to be able to be out here today and raising some awareness.
Yeah, love that we get a chance to get out of the studio, man, stretch our legs just a little bit, especially after a crazy weekend that was. I don't know about you guys, but got to hang out with the family, charge the batteries just a little bit this weekend, and hit the ground running. It was a little bit bumpier of a road this weekend than I wanted it to be, obviously, which we'll get into throughout the show. But nonetheless, man, just good weather. Had the parents in town. Got a chance to sit around my dad, watch some football. So, yeah, man, it's good to be out here and not locked in the studio and getting a chance to hang out.
Did your dad stick around for the race to watch the race yesterday?
No, he didn't, man. They had to head back earlier yesterday because they had a couple things to do back at home, back in Pensacola. But yeah, man, he got to watch some college football. My dad was in the zone watching college football Saturday with me. You know what I mean? Like he just gets jacked up, man, to crank the grill and throw on his team apparel and everything else. So good weekend for sure.
Yeah, I had the two TVs set up as normal going on downstairs, and I was like halftime, and I wasn't expecting Vandy Bama to be good. Like I was expecting it to be close for a little bit, but I didn't think it was going to be the game it was. So when my plan was all along to go upstairs, turn on the TV on the porch and the deck, and then fire up the Weber. And so now I'm having to have one TV in the house in the kitchen where I'm obviously at some too, on the Georgia game, and then the outside TV I had to have on Vandy Bama because that game was coming down to the wire. I was like, why are you doing this to me? Why am I having to multitask and watch two games? I was very impressed with the physicality that Vanderbilt brought. I just could not believe it. I knew that they were tougher this year, but they were as physical as Alabama. And I don't think that Alabama showed up and was like, oh, this is a cakewalk. I think they just got it brought to them.
I agree. And that's something that I think we'll have to dissect. I don't want to go any further. Tiff, the Navy football team's 5-0 now.
Yeah, that I mean, you went into this game knowing that Air Force had lost a lot of players last year. And so you can get into the whole thing with turn back years and all this kind of stuff when you're talking about some of our armed forces schools. But that was a big thing for Air Force and Navy coming into it just as a team that had the experience, a ton of experience, and a heck of a quarterback in Blake Horvath, which our guys were talking about maybe should be up to be a Heisman candidate because he's getting it done in the air and on the ground. So they were a ton of fun to watch, but also to be there for the pageantry and just what this represented for the country as well. The Commander-in-Chief trophy at stake when you're dealing with the Armed Forces schools and just how much this matchup kind of meant to both programs. So that was my first one. And it was pretty cool to be on hand for that.
Yeah, it's not a bad place to see a football game for sure.
Army and Navy are on a collision course right
they
now.
They are. Yeah.
Both teams undefeated for like the first time since, well, like 1952 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure if that's exactly right, but I saw that number in there somewhere.
And Navy hadn't beaten Air Force at Air Force since 2012. So, and I think the last victory, I believe, was like 2019, I think it was, in general. So, but a long time coming for them. And so, yeah, it was a cool matchup to be a part of. But are we really going to bury the lead this morning?
Yeah, you're right. It was a wild day in the NFL.
Oh, really? That's okay.
I'm amazed that, Arizona, San Francisco was wild. You had the Buffalo, the Texans game. Just
I appreciate you. Appreciate you trying to pivot for me. That's all right. Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Unfortunately, I just don't want to talk about the Vanderbilt-Bama game. I don't want to go back to it. So if you want to talk about NFL, let's do it, man.
Well,
because speaking of burying the lead, man, it just it hurts.
And hurt feelings. This hour, if you're injured, you can call Morgan & Morgan. That's what this hour is brought to you by. That's who it's brought to you by. So if you're injured, call Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
I think if you're a fan of a team, you probably don't want me picking your team to win because I picked Buffalo to win. They lost. I picked Tennessee to roll Arkansas.
Mm.
They lost.
That's a tough one.
I missed the over-under by a half a point yesterday with the Jets-Vikings, which hurt deeply.
We'll get to that, right, because that's in your Man Up Monday.
Yeah.
So you can, fall on your sword then.
Definitely will. Carolina has come back to earth, and I feel a little bit better about the Panthers coming into this week. I know it's a little early. We're 6 days away. But the Falcons do go to Carolina on Sunday. And they seem, Andy Dalton has
come
back
down to earth.
Well, according to Dave Canales, Andy Dalton is still the starter. But I just kind of like the fact that they've come back to earth. So now it's a division game. And you know how, Tiffy, you can talk on this well. Division games are always a lot tougher to play, even if the opponent isn't up to standards that year, because they know you so well.
That ends up being the case a lot of the times. And the intensity's turned up. Everything's turned up just because it's a division opponent that you see twice a year. And you want nothing more than to beat the brakes off them.
Yeah. It's always going to be a tough game as well. And it's just funny, things start to kind of fall into place over the weekend, and some teams lose, some teams win, some teams look bad. Got a chance to watch football for a long time yesterday with that London game coming on at 9 a.m., and so you got a chance to catch that one out and ride that one all the way out until the Steelers-Cowboys gets the hour and 20-minute rain delay last night and is on TV till, 1 a.m., something like that. So, yeah, man, a lot of puzzle pieces continue to fit in, and Carolina's one of those teams that I thought they were on a better trajectory, and then I think Andy Dalton's the guy, and then he falls back to earth, and Bryce Young comes in and plays relatively well, and a lot of questions for that. It was funny. Dave Canales asked about it afterwards and his thoughts on putting Bryce Young in. He said something like, well, we had a couple linemen hurt, so, we figured we'd just plug him in. I'm like, dude, that doesn't seem fair. Like, hey, you're not going to get protected, but slaps him on the button. Get in there, buddy. Let it dig.
Yeah, just don't get killed.
Yeah.
We've already got you. You almost got killed last year and early this season. Just go in there and give us the best you got.
We've been talking about making your reads quickly. You better get that pill out. There's a couple of guys down in front of you, man. No protection.
What better time to grow up than now? Better stop seeing ghosts.
Yeah.
You're going to see real defensive linemen. The NFL continues to be every week. There's surprises. I mean, I don't want to crush anybody, but did Deshaun Watson really quit in the middle of the game yesterday?
Seemed like it. Definitely
then I saw questions like of if there were 11 or 12 people on the field. You saw that kind of reports coming out as well.
It's just an odd look.
Not a good situation.
I don't know how. First off, shouts out to Washington and Jaden Daniels. They continue to just stay absolutely red hot. Dan Quinn has them at 4-1 in his first season. I remember when he came here, we started 5-0 with Quinn, but he had Matt Ryan and Roddy White and Julio Jones. I mean, it wasn't like he was starting from fresh. This is kind of a brand new template for them at Washington. They've cleared out some defensive players that they moved on from last year. Obviously, a new quarterback. Terry McLaurin.
I was
going to
say, you still
there.
Got him, and that's key when you have a rookie quarterback coming in, because you got a guy with so much experience who actually is beloved there, but beyond that, plays well as well.
Yeah, but he only had 4 catches yesterday, Tiff, for 112 yards.
No big deal. Scary Terry is what, you know.
But Jaden is getting it done with his legs. But the Deshaun Watson stuff is just continues to be an absolute. And you just had them. So I know
had
you got
some it was
stuff.
Just an interesting dynamic. I was there 2 weekends ago, I think it was. It was Raiders Browns, and so our Browns at Raiders. But yeah, an interesting dynamic, and just a lot of frustrations when it came to the offensive line, because there were just a number of injuries that they had gone through coming into that game. So shuffling they had to do. So from my, you know, vantage point on sidelines, I did see the frustration mount. You did see, and we were able to show it during the game too, Deshaun expressing his frustration at one of his linemen, what appeared to be, I believe it was a missed block. But then you had Jameis kind of coming in and smoothing things over between everybody. And so, which was, again, an interesting dynamic to watch, because here's your backup quarterback who's come in. And everyone, even including Deshaun, couldn't say enough about just the leadership skills that Jameis has. And so, again, I just leave it at just a very interesting dynamic to see your backup quarterback coming in, talking to everybody down the bench after every play. But that's kind of who Jameis is anyway. But he said he made it a point to come in there and to just use his experience to help everybody. But the one thing he also told me in our pregame chat, you know, I asked him about just being in that role of being a backup, which he has been in before. But in his mind, he's still a starter, and he definitely acts like it.
But isn't that a problem, Mike, on a team where the backup is the leader? I mean,
Well, a problem for who?
Well, it's a problem for
Deshaun Watson, for sure. I don't know that it's a problem for Cleveland. I think that's the exact reason they brought him in, because I think they knew exactly what kind of leader Deshaun Watson is. So you decide to bring a guy like Jameis in to have a veteran presence and a guy that can be heard, right? And you bring him in. I think he's done everything that team has needed him to. And it sounded to me, like watching a little bit of the broadcast, that some of the guys this week that were covering the game up in the booth can kind of read between the lines. It was like, you know, Jameis is friends with a lot of people in that locker room, and Jameis sure does have a voice, and some of these guys really, you know, trust Jameis' opinion on things, and you're sitting there reading between the lines going, that ain't good. That, where there's smoke, there's fire, man. That ain't good.
I think it's a problem for Cleveland, because they still have, believe, 2 more years left on that contract after this year. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's only 1. I'm pretty sure they have 2 more years left of a fully guaranteed contract. It is going to go down as the worst contract in the history of the NFL. And the one will never be worse unless someone gets more fully guaranteed money and does.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Less than Deshaun Watson has.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.